Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. We're going space exploring, but first we've got to do the engineering. Bob, a very good evening to you. Vulcan, what is it, and why does Space Force breathing a sigh of relief? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Vulcan is the new rocket that ULA has been developing now for about a decade, and it completed its first two launches last year successfully, and that the Space Force, the military, required two successful launches before it would certify Vulcan for commercial military launches. Unfortunately, the second launch, one of the side boosters, the nozzle fell off. Now, the rocket was able to get the payload into the correct orbit, but having a nozzle fall off a solid fuel booster is not considered to be a good thing. And so they delayed certification, even though they had completed two successful missions as per plan. That nozzle falling off caused the military to take a breath. And they spent the last 6 months, that launch was less in the fall. So they spent the last 6 months doing a lot of testing and analysis to try to see, to figure out what the problem was. This is ULA, and ULA has figured out the problem and fixed it. And so this week, the Space Force announced that it is now certified ULA to do commercial military launches down the road. And that's critical for ULA because there was a whole bunch of launches, military launches. There were two they wanted to do last year right after that second certified launch. And since it didn't get certified, those are delayed, and they've been delayed. ULA has not yet done a launch this year because of all these delays. And so this is a big deal. They now can start launching. They've got a whole bunch of launches for the military as well as Amazon's Kuiper internet constellation scheduled, and they'd hope to do up to 25 launches this year. If they get a dozen in, they're going to be very, very lucky. But at least they can get started now.
Space Force is keeping secrets. Now, Bob, I just read about Space Force the other day. They've been reduced in their budget a little bit for the new fiscal year, about $29 billion. So why secrets? How does that gain anything?
This is a strange story. You know, the use of ULA's Vulcan rocket is part of the move to capitalism across the board. NASA started it, thank God, and the military has been moving that way. One of the reasons the Space Force was created to try it was because people in the Air Force weren't interested, and so they pushed the Space Force into existence, and it's been pushing to move to the capitalism model. And so in terms of building satellites, it's going to go with, instead of big, gold-plated, rarely launched giant satellites that it controls and designs, it is now going to use private constellations for the various things this military needs. It is announced, though, that it's going to try to it's going to insist on keeping the contracts it makes with these private companies secret. And the reason it claims to do that is because they think these companies could become targets on the ground by other nations, enemy nations, and they want to protect them. That's what they say. I personally think, no, this is a terrible idea, because any time the government functions with secrecy, you get corruption and misbehavior. Every time it happens, you start to get kickbacks, bribery, contract payoffs, you get over-budget stuff. So I think it's a terrible idea, but the argument they're making is that these private companies that they're now depending on are going to become easy targets for attack from other nations. And I think it's a terrible idea, John.
And I agree with you, Bob. Transparency is the best antidote to all possible allegations anytime, and there are a few allegations these days. Okay, this is a strange story, Bob. What is Cygnus and what happened?
All right, so ISS has a number of ways to get cargo to the station, not people. Dragon capsules, cargo capsules are one. The Japanese have a cargo capsule. Eventually, someday, maybe in the next century or so, Sierra Vista's Tenacity Dream Chase, a mini shuttle, will finally launch with cargo. But Cygnus was another. Cygnus was originally built by Orbital Sciences. It now is owned by Northrop Grumman. It's a cargo capsule. Well, the next cargo capsule that was supposed to fly, not far in the future, was in transit to the launch pad when the shipping container it was in got damaged. And they've now opened that shipping container, and they have discovered that the capsule itself was too damaged to launch. So NASA now has shifting cargo to the next Dragon cargo mission, because they don't have a cargo mission to launch. This is a problem for NASA in terms of getting cargo to ISS, because right now they basically have only one way, two ways to do it, either with Progress freighters from Russia or Dragon capsules from SpaceX. The Japanese cargo capsule, it can't launch at the moment because it's been upgraded and has to launch on the new Japanese H-3 rocket. But both the upgrade of their cargo freighter as well as the H-3 rocket are delayed. On top of that, of course, as I mentioned, Sierra Space's Dream Chaser Tenacity mini shuttle has been delayed for a year. It's still undergoing testing, ground testing, and preparation for a launch. And it's been doing that for a year. We don't really know when it's going to launch. They say in the spring, but they said that last spring, so who knows?
Bob, am I the only one thinking unacceptable damage in transit in a packing crate? What are they using? Cut rate?
I have no idea. They were very vague when this was first revealed. Very vague. But I agree with you. Something is this just shouldn't happen. This is just the general incompetence that we see throughout our whole society these days that used to never happen in America, this kind of stupidity. But it does happen now, and it's just unfortunate. It's one of the reasons you need lots and lots of redundancy in this system. NASA should not have to depend on just SpaceX. We should have many different companies doing this so that you can weed out the bad apples. And unfortunately, there's only one good apple in the crate right now, and that's SpaceX. Everybody else isn't doing their job very well.
All right, here's a twist on a twist. This is commercial space giving an award to commercial space. Tell the story, Bob.
Yeah, all right. So Firefly recently had a very successful lunar lander mission with its Blue Glow Ghost lander. And it has two more missions planned to go to the moon with contracts with NASA, and it has also potential other payload space for our private companies to put things on. And for its third mission, it has announced that it is giving a contract to a Blue Origin subsidiary called Honeybee Robotics to build a rover for that mission, a small rover. The money for that contract came from NASA, but NASA, Firefly, rather than build the rover itself, has hired Blue Origin subsidiary to do it. And so, yes, this is a private enterprise helping private enterprise using NASA money. Once again, you have many. Blue Origin is trying to build a manned rover for the moon and sell it. So this is a way they can demonstrate their capabilities, and it's a way for Firefly to expand the capabilities of Blue Ghost by having a private rover capable of going on its future landers that payloads can be built on. That's once again a place where a profit center for these companies.
Bob, Firefly is getting a lot of attention in the feature press, you know, around the world. Is it deserved?
Yes. Yes. This is a fun company because they were bankrupt. They had a lawsuit by Virgin Galactic almost put them destroyed the company. But a Ukrainian billionaire came along, bought the assets, and rehired everybody and brought the company back from the ashes. Since then, the Ukrainian businessman is gone. But the company has very clearly done good work. It has its own rocket that launches. It has landers to the moon. It's doing orbital missions. It is really a good company. And the startup, it's competition for SpaceX. This is the kind of stuff we need. I'm talking about, you know, things being done badly. Firefly is one of those companies that's not doing things badly.
Bob, remember the old joke? I think it was Ronald Reagan saying the thing to fear is a knock at the door, and you open it and the person there says, I'm your country. I'm here to help you. Remember that, John?
Yeah, I'm from the government. The 8 most feared words in the English language. I'm from the government. I'm here to help you.
Okay.
So that's Reagan's law.
Now somebody called Doge is knocking on NASA's door. Has NASA opened the door?
NASA can't keep the door closed. What Doge is doing, and I'm going to state this clearly because there's a lot of propaganda against Doge. Doge is looking at government agencies for bad contracts, waste, fraud, mismanagement. It's not cutting budgets. It's not its job. It's looking for bad business within the agencies. And so it came to NASA, and it looked at NASA's contracts, and it found $420 million of contracts that had nothing to do with NASA's core mission to build engineering to go into space. Most of them had to do with consulting work or DEI-related projects, things that you don't need to spend $500 million on. You shouldn't have to. First of all, DEI is unrelated to NASA's core mission. It's wrong. It's racist, and you should get rid of it. But hiring consultants to help your management is totally a waste of money. Your managers should be doing that work. You hire them to do it. You don't hire them to hire someone else to tell them what to do. That's absurd. And so NASA has confirmed that these Doge contract cancellation suggestions make sense, and they've eliminated $420 million. That's a lot of money. That's almost $500 million, which could pay for a real mission to go to, like, Mars or the moon or any number of places. So this is a good thing, and it's good. It's good for the future of NASA because the money will be better spent.
A detail. They've identified. Does that mean the money's agreed upon to be eliminated?
Let me quote, as part of this effort, NASA has identified and phased out $420 million in contracts that were determined to be redundant or misaligned with its core mission priorities. And that's a NASA official stating that. So NASA has actually gone ahead and phased these contracts out. They're gone. They're not going to pay them. And so that's money actually saved that can be put for out of NASA's budget that can now be spent for real things.
What is ISAR?
ISAR is a German rocket startup that is posed to do its first launch. They were trying to launch on – the first launch date was March 20th, and they tried the 23rd. Then they tried yesterday. But they high winds have caused them to scrub all the launches. They've now rescheduled for the weekend. They would be the first European rocket startup to successfully attempt a launch and hopefully get to orbit. They haven't done that yet. They will be the first to attempt to launch. What's even more interesting is they are launching from the Norwegian spaceport Andøya, which is right on the coast of the Norwegian Sea. And this is part of the competition in Europe to be the first spaceport to get a launch off. The two UK spaceports in Sutherland and the Shetland Islands were first proposed in 2018, and they've been sitting there and not getting launched because of red tape and bureaucracy in the UK, and Norway decided to upgrade its Andøya suborbital spaceport only 2 years ago, and very quickly they're on the verge of getting their first launch, John. And I want to go straight to the next story, which has to do with the UK and spaceports. As I mentioned, both Sutherland and the Saxeford spaceport on the Shetland Islands have literally been sitting for more than a half a decade trying to get that first launch off because of bureaucratic red tape and licensing requirements that take forever to get approved in the UK. Its Civil Aviation Authority is really slow in doing things. It bankrupted Virgin Orbit, a company that was trying to launch out of Cornwall from an airport. Well, there were hearings. There were three different stories in the news this week that indicated to me that the UK government is still dithering about fixing these problems. Every single story that I read indicated that the government is not really doing anything to fix the red tape. And in fact, the present Labour government seems more concerned about the risks involved of first launches and appears wants to increase the regulatory burdens to prevent accidents from occurring. What this tells me is that Norway is going to win the race, and basically these two spaceports are going to have problems for years to come to get any customers at all, John.
30 seconds, Bob, on China roadmap. What's it for?
Yeah, China has, in a presentation, PowerPoint presentation, they listed a whole bunch of planetary missions they were planning to do over the next decade and a half. What was interesting to me is when I compared that with a presentation they made a year and a half ago, everything had changed, and everything had been delayed 3 to 10 years. Which tells me that this proposal by China should not be taken too seriously. China has been achieving things, but don't bet on them doing it, as they say.
Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black, we're going to explore.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LifeLock and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.